This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
We rely on station sponsors to help keep us on air, online, and on demand via podcast. You can support Joy sponsor Audible, and they'll keep supporting us. Head to audible.com.au/joy now. You'll support Joy and get a free audiobook. audible.com.au/joy.
Joy 94.9, in partnership with Living Positive Victoria, proudly presents this World AIDS Day highlight, recorded earlier at the Doherty Institute.
I am now very pleased to introduce the Honourable Jill Hennessy, the Minister for Health and Minister for Ambulance Services in the Victorian Government. She entered the Victorian Parliament as a member for Altona District in 2010 and held a number of shadow ministerial roles before 2014, including public transport, anti-corruption, corrections, crime prevention and women. Jill holds a Master's of Public and International Law, a Bachelor of Laws and a Bachelor of Arts. She's a former board member of Western Health, Western Region Health and former chair of the Victorian Working Families Council. Living Positive Victoria acknowledges the support of all health ministers for launching World AIDS Day since 2005. Their bipartisan support of World AIDS Day and the HIV sector has been a hallmark of the Australian response. Please welcome Jill Hennessy.
Well, thank you very, very much for that wonderful, warm welcome. And let's give it up for what a spectacular speech and opening for World AIDS Day. That was really, really spectacular. I too would like to acknowledge the traditional owners of the land and to pay my respects to elders past and present, and to acknowledge any elders that may be with us here today as well, along with the long list of parliamentary luminaries that have already been acknowledged. I also wanted just to do a shout out to my friend and parliamentary colleague Steve Demopoulos, that's also here in the audience, fresh into the parliament now for just a year, and a spectacular advocate in respect of better health and better health access for everyone. So it's terrific to also see Steve here as well. Obviously, the wonderful Professor Sharon Lewin, who is the director of the Doherty Institute. And isn't this a spectacular use of what could be very staid academic space to bring the colour, the hope and the optimism of World AIDS Day into this lecture theatre? I think is a really spectacular use of resources, Sharon. So congratulations. We are, of course, looking forward to hearing from Dr. Clovis Palmer, research scientist from the Burnett Institute. It was delightful to be welcomed by irrepressible Brent Allen, Chief Executive Officer of Living Positive Victoria, when I came in the door. My dear and old university colleague, Simon Ruth, CEO of the Victorian AIDS Council, all looking very schlick in their World AIDS Day suits, may I say, today. You've done a great service for the standards. To Will Viles and Christabel Miller, we are really looking forward to your contribution later on this morning, and I think it's a spectacular gift that you give us all by coming and sharing such a personal story. And I've got no doubt that you will inspire us into focused action as well. But I would really like to thank Living Positive Victoria for inviting me here to speak today. And I can't tell you what an honour it is. When you are the Health Minister, people rarely ring you and say, "Minister, it's good news." And so having the opportunity to share in a day of reflection, aspiration, and hope is indeed a real privilege. And I want to thank you for sharing that privilege with me as well. I'd also like to pay my respects and honour those that have lost friends and loved ones, and to all of the community advocates who continue to do such inspiring work to reduce the burden of HIV and AIDS. And I think deep thanks must go to the Doherty Institute for not just hosting today, but also the symposium that they're putting on later today, and to opening the doors to all of those who wish to be involved in this important occasion. We are all A, B, C and D listers when it comes to this event because everyone is invited. But today is a day for all of us to show support for people who are living with HIV and to commemorate those who have died from AIDS. We know that 35 million people are living with HIV worldwide, and 39 million people have died of AIDS-related illnesses. Now, that is a truly staggering statistic, and it does go to the heart of the issue as to why AIDS is such an important health issue that every country in the world must get more focused on addressing. We have all, internationally, in our communities as well, been irrevocably changed by as a result of the millions of people that have come together to fight the HIV and AIDS epidemics. And I commend everyone here today for the work that you have done, for the care and the love and the compassion that you have provided to ensure that anyone living with or affected with HIV has access to the best care, the best treatment and the best support that they can get. And we have work to do to make that even better. This year, as we all know, the theme for World AIDS Day is getting to zero. Zero new HIV infections, zero discrimination, zero AIDS-related deaths. And our community deserves nothing less than those ambitious commitments. And today is an important opportunity to reflect upon where we were, how far we've come, and how much closer we are to getting to zero. HIV and AIDS have been with us for over three decades now, and from a prognosis of certain death, we have now reached a point where a person diagnosed with HIV today, with the appropriate and well-tolerated treatments, can have a normal life expectancy. So we have made incredible advances in all aspects of HIV treatment and prevention. This, which has been combined with an extraordinary global and local commitment to fighting AIDS, has, I think, brought us to an incredibly pivotal point in our efforts to end the HIV and AIDS epidemics. And Australia has accepted the challenge to work towards the virtual elimination of new HIV transmissions in Australia by 2020. The Victorian Government, we are very committed to working in partnership to reduce rates of HIV, sexually transmissible infections and blood-borne viruses, and to meet the care needs of HIV-positive people. I was delighted last year for the Government to be able to invest $2.3 million in the state budget to maintain, further explore and evaluate Pronto and HIV testing services. And I'm pleased to report that since Pronto opened, it's delivered an additional 5,000 HIV tests to over 3,500 men. So these are good results, but there is still a lot more to do. As you are all well aware, normalising testing and removing barriers to frequent and easy testing is absolutely crucial to ensure that people know their status and, if diagnosed, are linked into treatment and to peer support as soon as possible. We need a combination prevention approach to achieving the 2020 reduction target, which includes community mobilisation, safe sex and safe injecting messaging and support, peer education, increasing testing, post-exposure prophylaxis and pre-exposure prophylaxis, or PrEP. I recently had the great honour of meeting Professor Bob Grant from San Francisco, who provided really compelling evidence on the effectiveness of PrEP in reducing new HIV notifications. And I understand that increasingly gay and bisexual men are accessing PrEP off-label and online in Victoria to avoid HIV transmission. And when taken consistently, PrEP is over 94% effective at stopping HIV. That's quite extraordinary when it comes to the great challenges of most of our public health problems. So PrEP needs to be and will be part of Victoria's combination prevention approach as we build our HIV strategy. And in Victoria, we continue to support ways of improving access to PrEP, particularly for high at-risk individuals. That includes funding and supporting the VicPrEP demonstration project, which is run by the Alfred Hospital. And I'm delighted to see Edwina Wright, a champion of such matters, here today in the audience with us as well. 115 people are enrolled in that study, and there are already incredibly promising results emerging around high levels of adherence in taking the medication and, really significantly, decreased anxiety about HIV acquisition. And so I'm really pleased to announce today that the Victorian Government will be releasing clinical guidelines on access to PrEP for HIV. What these guidelines will do is they will authorise HIV Section 100 GPs to prescribe off-label PrEP to individuals and people that are at high levels of risk. It's expected that these guidelines will greatly improve access to PrEP in Victoria by providing the necessary support and guidance to doctors prescribing PrEP until it is approved for use by the Therapeutic Goods Administration. Including PrEP as part of the HIV conversation in Victoria will start to begin to shift the responsibility around disclosing one's HIV status, the weight of which often rests on the shoulders of people living with HIV. But if we are going to achieve the 2020 target of virtual elimination of new transmissions, long-term, sustainable, real access to PrEP will need to occur under the Pharmaceutical Benefits Scheme. I will continue to advocate to the Commonwealth Government, highlighting the need for PrEP to be listed for use in HIV prevention in Australia as soon as possible, and we will not stop until it is so listed. I'm also really pleased today to announce that in partnership with the Lord Mayor, Robert Doyle, and the City of Melbourne, that Melbourne will become Australia's first fast-track city, committing the city to reach the joint United Nations targets on reducing HIV and stigma and discrimination. Fast-track cities pledge to achieve the UNAIDS 90-90-90 HIV treatment targets by 2020. There's a lot of numbers in there. Which aim to ensure that 90% of people who are HIV positive know their status and are on treatment, and that 90% of people on treatment have an undetectable viral load. The Fast Track Cities Initiative is a partnership between UNAIDS, UN Habitat, the International Association of Providers of AIDS Care, and the City of Paris. Who doesn't want to stand with Paris? As Health Minister, I have had the great joy and opportunity to speak to many people over the last 12 months, and I've been particularly fortunate to meet and speak with many people who are living with HIV. And whilst I've heard many inspiring stories of resilience, the stigma and the discrimination experienced in the face of disclosure is still a significant problem. And I don't think we should kid ourselves that it's not. And I'm very grateful that some of those members of the community continue to advocate, and we'll hear from them more. And I don't want to steal their thunder by any stretch of the imagination. But the ongoing stigma and discrimination still remains a great challenge for us, and we all have a role to play in dispelling the untruths and contesting discrimination wherever it exists, and today is an important platform in doing that. Before I conclude, I'd like to return to the reason that we're all here today, and that is to commemorate World AIDS Day. And we're here to collectively show our support for people living with and affected by HIV, and to remember those who have died from AIDS. So whilst it is a sad and a reflective occasion, it is also an occasion for us to refuel the petrol tank in the optimism and the work to be done, because potentially a zero new HIV infections, zero discrimination, and zero AIDS-related deaths is not beyond the realms of possibility in our lifetimes, and we need to keep focused on those issues. I think the other important issue to reflect upon on a day like today, that it is not just about the looking at what are some of the important biomedical responses, what are some of the prevention responses, what are some of the community support responses, how do we continue to shine a light on the stigma and discrimination, some which is in your face, some which hides in the shadows, but to really reflect upon the fact that ultimately this is about the dignity of all human beings. And when you feel pessimistic and really frustrated with the lack of progress in this space, it is important to be remotivated by those that have gone before us in this important struggle, but to be reminded that ultimately enabling the dignity of each and every single human being is a very motivating and noble campaign and commitment that you have. So I wish you great strength in your arm to this end. Thank you so much for having me come along today. I'm delighted to be here, and I'm particularly looking forward to hearing from some of our speakers from the Bureau as well. Thank you very much.
Today is December 1, World AIDS Day. For more interviews and highlights, head to joy.org.au.
Thanks for tuning in to yet another Joy podcast sponsored by Audible. You can support Joy by signing up to a free 30-day Audible trial. Get your very own free audiobook now. audible.com.au/joy.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.